T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's talk sports this morning. By the way, before we talk sports with Maxie again, 952-858-8300. Doc, I know you've been trying to talk to people back here, but everybody's busy.
In all the years we've been doing this, Dave, I can never remember the phones ringing this much this early in the morning. We have the best listeners in the world.
Man, we got one of the best sports guys in the world in Mike Max, and I mean that sincerely. Maxie joins us now. By the way, 952-858-8300 is our number to call here for Union Gospel Mission. Hey, Mike, Jimmy Butler's gone, and the Wolves win.
And the Wolves win. They beat Brooklyn last night, and they didn't even have the new players available to them yet. So Karl Anthony Towns played a little chip on his shoulder, it looked like. Maybe he'll take over some of that role. They need somebody to be a focal point leader, somebody they can go to in the fourth quarter. Now, Derrick Rose has stepped up nicely for this team, and Karl Anthony Towns needs to be that person. Now, that's why you get that money. So it'll be interesting to see what evolves. I mean, if we get new leadership out of this, if we get a cloud lifted, means guys will play with more freedom. I don't know. They've still got a long way to go before they get into this thing. You know, 4-5 and 9 right now on the season. They got a long way to go to be considered competitive again. But maybe there is some addition by subtraction, because this just wasn't working. It was just ugly to watch what was going on there. So now maybe everybody knows their roles and they'll just go play, and maybe that's a consolation prize to this thing.
Capitals, the Stanley Cup champs in town tonight with our Wild.
Yeah, the Red Hot Wild. Good luck. I mean, the Wild had the craziest road trip they'll ever have. The different cities, time zones, everything else, played their best hockey of the year. So they will... yeah, it's fun when the champs come to town, but it's fun because the Wild have become a talk of the town. They're on track. They've been, like I said, in California for a lot of it, but they beat St. Louis on Sunday. And I think they're going to be, hard to say what happens in the playoffs, but they're going to be pretty good this year maybe. And this will be a fun game. Anytime Washington comes to town, they had a great run last year, but obviously Ovechkin and everything else. That's just a fun team to have around. Of course, Boudreaux used to coach them too, so that always adds a little something to it.
A lot of focus on Joe Mauer yesterday, pretty much all the conversation everywhere yesterday, as it should have been. But also across town at the University of St. Thomas, they named a new athletic director for that great institution, Mike, and they went with a guy that graduated there and was at the university for a long time, helped build TCF Bank Stadium, Phil Esten.
Phil Esten, yeah, Joe McCrory, I guess, was there yesterday, and Joe brought him into the University of Minnesota. So Steve Fritz, those are no small shoes to fill. As you know, he had quite a run there as athletic director and basketball coach. So in a pretty good position, though, to get for Phil, because they're going to win a lot of games. I don't know what will be first on his agenda, but he'll do a good job there, I think.
Yeah, his dad was a Hall of Fame coach down at the University of La Crosse. So he had his parents there. It was pretty cool. Hey, Maxie, let's check out, are we doing our team of the week today from Old Dutch?
We are. It's the Champlain Park volleyball team. And when you win a state championship, you are part of it. Emphasis on championship in this case. The Champlain Park Rebels, this is the first, they were the number 2 seed. They beat Eagan in the finals 3-2. The first state championship in the history of that squad. I didn't realize that because they've had a lot of good teams. And the school opened in 1992, but Champlain Park's volleyball team is our Old Dutch team of the week. Again, emphasis on championship.
Well, and I think, this is a good time to say that we're renaming that whole thing on behalf of Old Dutch, because chips have been such an influence on everybody out there listening from Old Dutch. And I think championship will be the new terminology that we'll have to use.
Absolutely. We see championships. We taste championships every day. The best of the best. That's the
yes,
champion. Now, you can go across. Uh-huh. We had this discussion last week. Now, you can go across the row. You pick the flavor. But what they've got going, and they've got some more things coming that Dave and I can't talk about, we never can. I would say this is as fine a lineup as they've run out there since they put the windmill up. Wouldn't you say that right now, Dave? Isn't that the way it feels?
I don't know if I've seen a stronger lineup from a championship team like Old Dutch as we do right now. The great part, Maxie, of course, we get the opportunity to be kind of in the know Yep. We were the ones to break, you know, to break it to this area that the advertisers on the go
right
are available.
Now, but, I mean, we know some stuff.
Yeah, and so we got to be careful about that. But we're just proud and honored, not only, as you talked about, currently the lineup, it is a championship lineup from Old Dutch, but as you and I look at what's happening in R&D over there, it's only going to get stronger.
Yeah, and, you know, let's be honest. I mean, some of the competitions had a chance. Their scouting department hasn't done well. They haven't drafted well. They haven't developed. And one of the things that Old Dutch takes such good goes to great lengths with is developing the next chip. It's mm-hmm. not just there's a science to that. It's not just as if mm-hmm. you throw some ingredient, go cut some potatoes up, throw a little salt on there. There's much more that goes into that. The curl of the chip, you know, does it bend here? Yeah. How will it package? Mm-hmm. All these things go into the development of a great chip, and that's why, you look at that scouting department over there and what they've done
over the last year
to fortify that, and boy, they can find it.
Yeah, you talk about championships, and here's the thing. They got a great farm system. I know that
because
I worked on a farm, and I picked those potatoes. There's not a better farm system anywhere. So, folks, go to olddutchfoods.com, learn more. And, again, congratulations to Champlain Park and our good friend over there, and Andy Prasky's daughter was on that Champlain Park team. Congratulations, everybody, from our friends that make the championships Old Dutch Foods.
Mike Lynch here at the Mall of America with some great people, nice people answering the phones here. And I got to tell you, I'm with one of the nicest, Valencia. How you doing?
Great.
How cold did you say it was out there?
7 above.
Well, thank you for checking out that thermometer. How have the phone calls been?
Great.
All right. And Union Gospel Mission, we really appreciate those calls. Let me give a little quick shot on the weather. Just for you, we're going to make it sunny today. Sound good?
Absolutely.
And a high of 26. But especially for you, how about highs in the 40s the next few days?
Yay!
We're coming out of the Arctic Cave right now in the Twin Cities. It's 7 above. That phone number to make your contribution, 952-858-8300. Valencia, thanks for coming and answering the phones. What do you do when you're not answering the phones for Union Gospel Mission?
I'm spending time with family who are either working.
Yes. Where do you work?
Health Partners.
Oh, you work hard there, I imagine.
Yes, we do a great job.
Well, it's so good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
All right. God bless you for being here. 952-858-8300. Hope begins with a meal here on CCO Radio, Dave.
But a heck of a start to the day. Call the CenturyLink phone bank now, 952-858-8300. Doc, who's here with us?
Well, let's go. Let's just check all around the table. What's your name?
Elise.
Where are you from?
Woodbury.
Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Where do you work?
Bell Banks.
Well, nice to have you here. And who do we have here? Sign in, please.
Tom.
Tom from our station, one of the crack executives, is here. And who else do we have?
Good morning. It's John.
It's John. And you sell time on the radio station?
I sell time all the time.
How come you spend such little time with Tom?
I
thought maybe you're intimidated by our bosses.
You can talk some more, Tom.
Have you donated yet, Mike?
I will. I'm going to make sure I call you specifically. All right. Okay, you're going to get the call. Who else do we have here?
Good morning. It's Tiki.
Tiki, what a cool name.
Yes,
and what a cool voice. And who do we have here?
Stephanie.
Stephanie, what do you do when you're not answering phones for Union Gospel Mission?
I work for American Airlines.
Well, you do. Well, what do you do for them?
I'm in compliance.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Something you wouldn't know anything about, Doc.
Compliance? What's that?
That's right.
Exactly.
All right. And let's go. Oh, here's somebody near and dear to our hearts. What's your name again?
Anna.
Anna from our station. And what do you do at the station besides being wonderful?
I'm the promotions coordinator.
Yes, and you do a wonderful job. Yeah. And, of course, we have here, I call her, world's greatest, Jenny Berg. How's it going, buddy?
I'm doing great. I'm doing the tallies here with Amy, and we're doing really well. Thank you to our listeners.
I'm liking those numbers. We're going to give the total here in just a second.
Yeah, awesome. We sure are. Well, yeah, Jenny's pretty focused over there. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
She wants me out of her way now.
Yeah, as did Tom when you were over there. So we're It is 7:56 at WCCO, 952-858-8300, trying to keep everybody busy here. It's been an awesome start this morning, folks. Thank you so much. We'll keep her going until 7 tonight. 952-858-8300. Hope does begin with a meal. You heard some of the great testimonies, and you can let us know. Buck 96 is what provides a meal and care for someone in need at the Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities. 7:56 WCCO. You can call right now. Operators are standing by and available. Daytime high today, Doc says, will be in the 20s, right?
That's right, and I've got my friend Tiki here. Tiki, how warm did you say it's going to be tomorrow and Thursday?
I think up to the 40s.
How about Tiki coming through?
Yes, I'm excited.
And you also told me that next week it's going to be real quiet for travel and highs in the 40s at least, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
You even teased me with 50s.
I did.
Seven above right now, though.
Hey, let me give you a total for the so far early on today. Already at $82,770. Wow, great start this morning. At WCCO Minneapolis St. Paul, the news is next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.